Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 8.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. So I am actually going to, I don't know if you can hear me now. Can you hear me now? I'm actually going to take a day off on Friday. So I will send a recorded broadcast or the segments later today or tomorrow, one or the other. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots and fusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. As you know, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities, and you just need some trusted guidance. Obviously, that's my message. I give it to you every single day, and on Wine Wednesday, we'll get to you twice. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I'm a consumer advocate looking for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a finance plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, and of course we're going to celebrate it's Vanilla Custard Day today. Put that custard right there between two pieces of cake, a little chocolate on top, form it properly, And yes, indeed, you can call that a chocolate custard eclair, and it would be one of my favorites. National Vanilla Custard Day today. Loving it. The market, maybe we're not going to be loving that too much. The down 81.87, oil off 22 cents. The 10-year treasury, it's pretty flat this morning, not doing a whole heck of a lot right there, so we don't have to worry about that one at all. A great day, though, to be looking at the news. Boy, is it amazing when you get into the silly season, as I call it, the last 2 months before we get into that presidential election. There are a whole lot of stuff going on that we can really chat about, a lot of things that are in the news, a lot moving on, and just have a good time with it. Where could you catch any of Donald Trump's event last night? That was a pretty interesting one. And being the sarcastic individual that I am, I love this new hashtag going on around town right now. Hillary's stools. Hashtag Hillary's stools. Now, me being just like I ask what kind of stool you're referring to, a lot of people don't think that's fun. I thought it was had a little fun with it. But Hillary's stool, they're actually referring to the fact that someone on social media, it was not a reporter because they don't report anything that could be off norm for Hillary. It's just the way the media is in this day and age. They are all in for Hillary. I wonder what the media say if she does not win. Now, she does have a bit of a lead right now. But the media, boy, they are all in for Hillary in most cases. Not reporting Hillary's stools. So that's just kind of an interesting piece of fun, an interesting aside, if you will. You know, we talk all the time about getting great real estate advice. And one of the items I just caught in the news, I don't know if you saw, we talked about this some time ago, that the Playboy Mansion was up for sale and now has been sold. Darren Metropolis, a principal of the private equity firm Metropolis & Company and former co-CEO of Path to Blue Ribbon, just bought the 20,000-square-foot Los Angeles home. The Playboy Mansion. Now, think about this one. It's amazing. Boy, if those walls could talk, boy, could we could do some radio broadcasts on those walls if they could talk, couldn't we? Amazing stuff there. Part of the deal. Now, here's why I talk about it in a real estate sense is I share with you all the time, you have to list properties properly and you have to get great guidance when you're doing so. You need the right people to work with you to do all these things. Well, and I don't know who was the listing agent on this. I could probably find out. Property was, it is a 5-acre property, 29-room mansion, 4-bedroom guest house. It was really listed for $200 million with one significant caveat. In addition to getting the mansion, you also got Hugh Hefner. The agreement was that Mr. Hefner would have the ability or the right to stay as long as he desired. Well, okay, and it's obviously he's not going to be there too much longer. He's 90 years old. They paid – now, Mr. Hefner, the company, I guess, Playboy Enterprises, bought the mansion 45 years ago. $1 million, a historically high price for the area at the time. Metropolis purchased next door estate. He paid $18 million for it. Well, now he's going to have side-by-side houses, but – even though the property was listed at $200 million and including Hugh Hefner, he got it for $100 million, including Hugh Hefner. I don't know whether that was a plus or a minus. You have to go with it. That's the way the number $100 million. Talk about that as a markdown of some sort. Amazing there. Let's talk about markdowns of some sort. And we'll chat about this a little bit more later today when we're talking about retirement. One of the big issues of retirement right now, one of the big concerns or problems that our retirees are seeing outside of that 10-year treasury that's giving them no money on their fixed income, and they're not getting money back or increases from the government on their Social Security and their pensions, things like that. Well, now they're also seeing healthcare costs are rising way too high for them. And as they rise so much, we are seeing that not as suspected with respect to the Affordable Care Act, Aetna, they're one of the top companies or top insurance providers for the Affordable Care Act. They will leave 11 of the 15 states where they had been participating next year, pulling out of the government-run markets. Now, many of us looked at this for long and said, there's no possible way. You can't force people to buy something they don't want. Many of us believe it's unconstitutional, although Judge Roberts saw it the other way, so we got this forced down our throats. Aetna, when they say they're expecting to lose $300 million, I don't ever put out a tin cup for an insurance company. That's a serious amount of money, and they're saying they're going to lose it, but they're not going to, it's not the government. They're not going to continue losing it. They're just going to walk away from that business, say, we don't want it anymore. We cut up our losses by more volume. We'll just keep on losing money. No thank you, Mr. Obama. Aetna, walking away from the plan, the program, and we've been sharing with you that that's probably going to happen more and more as these companies see what the real costs are, because it is the young people who they've been counting on that will carry them, cover them, pick up the tab, even though they don't need insurance as much as we all need it as we get older. So they're looking at this saying, no, thank you, Aetna, they're out. And you're going to be stuck with that bill again, as we discussed about that. We didn't. It's not a whole, not a real surprise, is it? Talking about not a real surprise and people, Carl Icahn coming out and talking about he may jump on the Trump bandwagon a little more, hoping that Trump will do some work on EPA. And recall some of the bans there and help businesses continue to grow. Carl Icahn may get involved in the U.S. presidential election funding an ad campaign, to highlight Donald Trump's vow to slash government red tape. I guess I should find that information right. I think here's that's the one I want right there. Well, maybe not. I guess being that the president's on vacation, maybe that's why he's not.
Well, I know who's asked to kick.
Oh, yeah, there he is. President finally showed up. Well, Mr. Icahn might be looking to help out a little bit. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Wine Wednesday, how's the harvest going for 2016? Real estate, real life versus reality TV. Five myths explained. Trended credit data is the new trend in Fannie Mae underwriting. That would be for your home. And how reverse mortgages can save your retirement. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available at ronsiegelradio.com and on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral one on YouTube. Ron Siegel one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Come back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They have all the products to help you get that new home or maybe even save money on your existing property. Gold Star Mortgage, give me a call at 800-306-99 to put you in touch with the right people. Article in U.S. News, amazing. They're finally catching on how reverse mortgages can save retirement. the big asset seniors have is their home, and in some situations, those who are facing challenges in retirement may be able to live a little bit more comfortably by tapping in to their home equity, the subject of the article in U.S. News and World Report. Think about this concept. There's a lot of fear out there about the reverse mortgage. It's a great product for the right person. Basically, anybody over 62 years of age having equity in their property, because they can protect the equity in the property if it is structured the right way. And I was just looking at a scenario with somebody the weekend. He had his house for some time, $600,000 property. He's going to get into the reverse mortgage with absolutely no cost. No cost. So you can't say it's too expensive because there's no cost. Amazing right there. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Red, red wine means it is time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert. I am doing wonderful. Some people are calling this hump day today, but being that I'm going to be here tomorrow and then heading out to the valley, it's a great day. And I have a glass of wine, something like that over there. But as we look forward, you know, talk about the stock market all the time. The stock market is a forward-looking environment or vehicle or tool. So maybe we can use our in-house predict, Robert Mott, as to forward-looking on what is the wine season look like, the harvest of 2016. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Tough life, Robert. Tough life. No pun intended there. Exactly. Right. Well, I would say from a consumer advocate and financial standpoint, I'd say the winemakers up there should start doing a little bit of hedging, just a little, because, boy, how many years in a row can you be great? Robert, being that you spend a lot of time in Napa, what would you suggest is the best time for a Napa visit other than every day? Time too. I like it because it's nice and cool. It's not real hot during the day. It gets real nice and crisp at night. Okay. Absolutely. Great place to visit. Just a lot of pleasure. When are they? When did you say they're opening? Because I'm actually going to head out that way probably tomorrow. Oh. Okay, so I guess I'll just have to stick with iced tea. Well, maybe we'll be able to get to tell us when the grand opening is and we can set up a time to go and visit and have a great time. And I think it's a great location. Old Town is a lot of fun. The coffee shop always been wonderful. Don't tell my wife to love their sweet rolls there. Get me in trouble. But great stuff, and we appreciate you sharing with us, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, real estate, real life versus reality TV, five myths. We'll talk about them all. Trended credit data. It's a new trend in Fannie Mae underwriting. We'll chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. Professionals, the PAR 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you and get the true equity position of your property. Do it with those online services that don't give you that same information. Just text PAR free. Real estate. Reality, we have you here right now on Ron Siegel Radio. Have you been watching? I shouldn't say this, but my wife loves watching some of these reality shows, and it's so funny when you're in the industry and understand these things. You see this show Hole, HTV, Love It or List It, Fixer Upper, House Hunters, Flip or Flop, Property Brothers, Million Dollar Listing, all of these different shows, reality TV shows versus real life. Myth number one. Buyers look at three homes and make a decision to purchase one of them. What do you think about? I mean, does that say anybody at all? No, it doesn't make sense. Buyers, I've had the opportunity of chatting with some of those reality TV people. And when you chat with some of those reality folks, you do get to know, you do get to see what the behind the scenes are. And I've heard them say many times that you might be looking at 10% of what they actually do, what makes television. So when you talk about looking at three homes, have you ever bought a home? Have you ever contemplated, have you ever known anyone that's bought a home? I would suggest that you're going to look at probably a lot more than three. Now, I have talked to real estate agents, and their philosophy is only show three at a time because they feel, and this makes a lot of sense, they feel it's their job to go out and do the previewing for you, for the consumer. And they're trying to narrow it down so they're not showing you 100 properties and confusing you. And they're doing the work for you, which is great. If they show you three properties and get your feedback on those three properties, then you don't find the exact right property. Well, they can go back, do some more homework, and understand your desires just a little bit better. So don't feel bad if you're thinking about looking at more than three homes. Myth number two, the houses the buyers are touring are still for sale. Reality is being, remember here again, the houses the buyers are touring are still for sale. On the reality shows, think about that one. Yeah, you know better than that. Think about it. Those shows are taped. They are not live broadcasts. So the properties that they're showing, hopefully they're not still for sale. and they're off the market. Now, even so, and that's why I tell you all the time, you have a great real estate professional. Even when you go and look up properties that are on the market, that clients say they're on the market, they may not be on the market either. They are many times, they don't get pulled down. The people that don't follow what's supposed to be the ethics rules within many multiple listing services or associations, real estate associations, where they ask the real estate professionals, property, we want to get it on the MLS right away. When the property is sold, we want to get it to move to pending so your colleagues are not out there looking at it and trying to promote that to somebody who can't buy it. And when escrow closes, note it as being sold so that it's off the market so people know that it's not for sale any longer. Myth number three, the buyers haven't made a purchase decision yet. Since there's no way to show the entire buying process in a 30-minute show, TV producers often choose buyers who are further along in the process and have already chosen a home to buy. Does that surprise you?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Now, it doesn't surprise me. It's TV, folks. That's what it's all about. And if you're thinking it's that the concept of TV is going to be they're showing you everything that there is to see, it's just not happening that way. They may have already selected the property. They may be in escrow already. They may have already cleared what their lending conditions are, the way it works. Myth number four, if you list your home for sale, it will always sell at the open house. Of course, this would be great. Open houses are important to guarantee the most exposure to buyers in your area, but are only a piece of the overall market of your home. Just realize that many homes are sold as well. Let's think about this right here. Amazing how many consumers are thinking about the open house. And I'm going to share with you that the open house might be a little bit old school, not old school, but maybe not quite as, it's a piece of pie. It's not pie, the whole marketing pie. And I'll share with you, honestly, my opinion here is open houses are really great for the real estate agent because a lot of people, they get you to set up your house like a museum. You're staging it, which you need to do. You're decluttering it, which you need to do. You're cleaning it. You're maybe putting in a few new flowers. Everything that you need to do to market your property. Remember that word, market your property. And then you get a bunch of people coming through. And if the real estate agent is doing their job the most efficient way, they're going to try and collect a list of the people that come in. I'm going to suggest to you that they should be offering every individual that comes into the property some sort of gift. Every individual that comes into the property should get a gift from a real estate professional that's holding that property open. What kind of gift should they be getting? Well, in my opinion, what they should do is give them a magazine that's called Things to Consider When Buying a Home. And it's called a trade. You give me your name and email address, I will give you this gift. I will give you this document, this book. And the book changes every quarter. We give it away for free. I mean, get your copy just by texting HBG to 79564. I'll give you a free copy of it. HBG to 7956, 20 to 25 pages. The real estate professional should be giving something along those lines to create their own as well and give it away at the open house. Do you know why it is that so many people at an open house list their name when they do that sign in? There's Mickey Mouse. Junk mail from somebody. But we're used to trading. You give me your email address, I will send you something for free. I have a gift bag. I'll send you for free. Text gift bag to 79564. Get that as well. Very, very simple. But how's it? What's more important? Think about this. If you have an open house, you might get 10, 20, 30 people coming through the open house. How about setting up open house for real estate agents? If you get 10 professional real estate agents to come through your house and they're each working with 10 people, now you've got 100 people that are exposed to your property. Yet, consumers, when they talk about listing their house real estate agent, they don't ask ask, will you be doing a broker preview or an open house? The answer should be both. Who are you going to show it to? Everybody. Very, very simple. We want to get the information out there. And you got to expose the property. People are going to see the information online. But the information that's online is only as good as the data that's put in, the description that's written up. It's not a substitute for staging your property properly, decluttering, cleaning, making it look appealing, even at open house. I've seen agents will go into the house early and start baking cookies so you get the smell-o-vision. Think about these things. We'll talk about the fifth myth when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. We'll finish up with real life versus reality, five myths. Credit data is the new trend in Fannie Mae underwriting. We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, nearly 500,000 people a month, they're checking out the replays. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just to finish up on the real-time real estate segment from before the break, we're chatting about the real life versus reality TV myths with respect to real estate. Myth number five on the list here. Homeowners will make a decision about selling their home after a 5-minute conversation. Really? Who would even come up with this? I don't know where they come up with some of these things. If somebody really believes, and I get it. I understand that people will think that what they see on TV is exactly the correct. Believe it or not, even on the crime shows, they don't solve the police. The real police officers doing a great job out there. They don't solve crimes in a 30-minute time window. You don't get all those reports back. So similar to the buyer portrayed on the shows, many of the sellers have already spent hours deliberating the decision to leave their home and move on with their life. Well, do you really believe that, 5 minutes they made a decision? If that was the case, there would be a lot more real estate people out there involved in real estate than there are as it is right now. There's a lot of them out there and a lot of them starving. So think about that. Bottom line here, having an experienced professional side while navigating the real estate market is the only way to, or the best way to guarantee that you're going to make the home of your dreams a reality. You gotta just be using professional guidance. It's your biggest decision of your life. It's the biggest investment of your life. How do you think you're going to do it? What in life do you come across doesn't take a whole lot of effort and you're dealing in serious, serious dollars. So that's the real estate segment, again, brought to you by the trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Texting PAIR to PEAR 79564. And your creditor segment today. Very interesting conversion right now. There is a new trend in mortgage loan underwriting. No, it's not Pokemon Go. That's not the new trend. Skinny jeans, no, that's not it either. Fannie Mae, commonly known as, or more precisely known, Federal National Mortgage Association, is moving to what they call trended credit data when underwriting single-family homes for mortgage loans. Most people are not familiar with what trended data is. Trended credit data is historical information on a consumer's credit behavior. It takes up to 24 months of trade line credit reporting with information like balance, credit limit, high credit, scheduled payment, and actual payments documented. Fannie Mae mandated the credit reporting shift to include trended credit data because per Fannie Mae, their underwriting emphasis now on evaluating better credit risk analysis. Accounts and trended credit data will allow them to do just that. And what they're looking at here is based on your past history, what are you doing? So here, give you an example. If you've been making minimum payments on a trade item on your credit report, on a credit card, on a revolving debt, well, then they can kind of guess over time that's what you're going to continue to do, and that's going to affect your score in a certain manner that way. If you've been making greater than minimum payments, then they're going to look at that as well, and you're going to get more benefit or more bang for your buck because you don't make minimum payments. If you are someone that has run up all your credit and then paid it off this last month, well, then they're going to say, whoa, wonder what's going on here. Maybe, unless it's something that you do on a regular basis. Maybe you run a 70 or 80% balance on your trade line and pay off every month, but you pay it off, as I've explained to you, you're not paying it off before statement due date. You're paying it off after the statement due date. And you get the bang for the buck that the guy that knew what he was doing and paid it off ahead of time. Well, that's going to be a taken into account in this trended data. Some examples of accounts and trade lines that probably won't display the new information, well, that'll be authorized user, child family support collections, trade duplicates, insufficient information to score, file contains no trade inquiry or collection or public record. Some of those items that are open less than 6 months, lost or stolen items, masked trade data, for certain narrative bankruptcies, reported greater than 24 months going to be minimized. Public record, subject to cease. These items that are going to, yes, we do get people that will run a credit report when the subject is deceased. Not a good issue, but it does tend to happen. So all of these things are part of what is going into this trended data or trended credit. Going to show up right on the credit report where people will know that they're looking at trended credit. And Fannie Mae is the one that appears the credit report inclusion in your reports, into the credit making decision. Now, yes, I heard this yesterday on one of the big major national talk shows talking about the idea that if you have absolutely no credit at all, can you get a mortgage loan? And they were talking about the idea that you can do that with a manual underwrite. Well, first off, a lot of companies don't do manual underwrites, and we understand that when you take out players from the game, that means there's going to be less competition. That means you, the consumer, are going to pay more money. So that's not a benefit to you. The other idea is most people, not everybody, but almost everybody has a credit score. If you have absolutely no credit score, then yeah, the manual underwrite will work. I've heard this with you before. I've seen people, I've consulted with folks that they have a credit, even though they had really no trade lines, the bureaus threw something in there because there's so much information out there anymore. You get a credit report, it may not be accurate. None of them are accurate. But I know of one young lady going to get her first house. This time was with her boyfriend, now her husband. And she looked at we pulled their credit report to see what it showed on there. Virtually nothing. There's maybe one or two items on there. Yet she had like a 5-something credit score. And I'm looking and saying, there's not even enough data to give her a great information. Yeah, it was there. So I'm going to share with you now this one individual, his mantra is don't have any credit, don't use any credit. And I'm going to say to you, not very realistic. Now, in Tennessee, maybe you can get away with that. We're in the state of confusion. Our real estate prices here in California are significantly higher than they are in Tennessee. You can buy a house in Tennessee, a nice house in Tennessee, for about the same amount of money as a debt payment is here in California. So when they talk about doing a 15-year loan there, that might make sense there. I don't think it makes sense anywhere, but it might make sense for them. And I'll tell you why. He's telling people that get zero rate of return on your equity. One of your biggest assets you have, he's professing, get no rate of return on it. I'm going to tell you that having no mortgage is the biggest mistake an individual can make, because there are safe, secure, guaranteed, or insured investments that will get you 7.5%, 8% return. Can't guarantee it, but it has done it historically. 7.5%, 8% return on your investment, and it's safe. Now, you borrow right now, the Freddie Mac rate last week, Thursday, came out at 3.45 on a 30-year straight loan. 3.45. A 15-year rate, maybe it'll save you. Maybe it'll get all down to 3%. I don't know what your numbers are. I didn't look at the Freddie Mac rate because I don't like program. It's 15-year. I don't recommend it. Because I want you to take that same money and put it into one of these investments, not into buying a car, not into buying a boat, and let your money work for you. Why would you have an IRA, 401k, a savings account, and to do that and say, I want zero rate of return on it? I don't think even this guru would say, I'd like to have a zero rate of return. No, they don't do that. What they say to you is, we want to get a rate of return. We want to get the best possible rate of return. And if you're going and doing that, think about your biggest asset and having money hidden right there. Just a thought, sharing with you. If you have any questions, give me a call. And I ask you every day, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us. All for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, or if you want to meet any of our guests, we'll put you in touch with them. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com, and 800-306-1990. You make a lot of money, a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day, and we'll talk next time on Ron Siegel Radio.